Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the fear of the Lord was recorded at our 2011 Fort Worth Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
If you didn't have any restrictions on you, if you weren't afraid of what would happen, how am I going to pay for this? What are people going to say? Or whatever. You have things in your heart that God has put there, and yet you aren't acting on it because you're afraid of men. You're afraid of failure. You're afraid of the consequences. And I tell you, that paralyzes you. You need to get to a place to where God, whatever He told you to do, you are going to do it to the best of your ability. That doesn't mean that you forsake wisdom and you just go out and do things stupid. You can go to somebody and get counsel, but you never question about, am I going to do it? You might ask a question about, how do I do it? God showed me the way to do it. You may need to get some counsel, but you ought to be moving in the direction of what God has spoken unto you. Amen? And if every person in here, I believe God is speaking to every one of us. God has a purpose for every one of you. And He's not the one that's silent. God is speaking. But why would He show you step number 10 if you haven't done step number 1? Some of you are saying, God, show me how all this is going to work out and all of this. And why would God give you all of these other details if you haven't even started moving in that direction? You know, a boat, it says in James chapter 3 that you can take a rudder on a ship and turn this huge ship by a very small rudder. But for that to happen, that ship's got to be moving. If the ship is sitting still, you can take a boat, and if it's sitting still, you can flip the rudder 360 degrees and it won't give any direction. You got to move. You got to move. And if you aren't absolutely sure, well, then you can move slow, but you got to be moving in a direction. And if you just start moving, then God can give you direction and turn you and make things work. But there's so many people that you already have a word from God, and because you don't have every detail, you won't even act on what you do know. You aren't even moving in any direction, and you're wondering why God isn't giving you any direction. He bears witness, and He'll show you as you begin to go. But you've got to step out. You've got to get to a place to where you aren't afraid of people, afraid of finances, afraid of failure. And you just got to do it. And I could keep giving you examples after examples. I'm going to have to quit. But let me just say one last thing. January the 31st, 2002, I had the second most important encounter with the Lord that I've ever had. And I mean, God touched me and showed me that I was limiting Him and what He could do in my life because I was afraid, not necessarily of people this time, but you know what I was afraid of? We had been through so many hard times, and in January 2002, we were on television, money was coming in, we were blessed, we were touching people, our ministry was doing good, and I was actually comfortable, and I wasn't stretched, and I was just tempted to take it easy because we had struggled and struggled and struggled and struggled, and finally in the last 2 years, things were working, and I was just enjoying coasting. And the Lord told me I was limiting Him by my unbelief and small thinking. And He told me in no uncertain terms that I needed to quit limiting Him. Psalm 78:41, they limited the Holy One of Israel. And God said, you're limiting what I can do in your life. And when I saw it, I repented. I was at a minister's conference. Bob and Joy were there. They could bear witness. And I got up the next morning and I told them what God had spoken to me. And I said, I don't know how you change all of this, but I said, I'm going to start thinking big. I'm going to start pushing myself. I'm going to get out. And there were things that God had spoken to me that I wasn't acting on because I just didn't want to go through the pressures and all of the things involved with it. And I stood up and told them. I called my staff together and I told them, I said, God told me I was limiting Him and I'm thinking small. And I said, I'm taking the limits off God. I said, I'm going to start thinking big. I will see myself doing what God called me to do. And I told him, I said, I don't know how long it takes to change this image. Maybe it takes a week, a month, a year. I don't know, but I am going to change this and I will start thinking big. I am going to go for what God told me. And did you know within 1 week, our ministry just exploded. Amen. Exploded. It took less time than I realized.
Thank you, Lord.
And man, God has done awesome things in my life. And all of this, again, is related to the fear of man, the fear of failure, the fear of the effort that it would take and things like this. And I just had to get to a place to where, God, I'm going to honor you more than I honor myself, more than I honor my ease or anything else. And I'm going to follow what you've put in my heart. He had spoken things to me that I wasn't acting on. And I determined, praise God, I'm going to go for it. And it's my testimony that since then, that's been 9 years, our ministry has increased over 10 times what it was. At that time, we were covering about 2% of the U.S. population. Now we cover over a half of the world population with our television programs. We're seeing some awesome, awesome things happen. We were getting around 500 calls a month. Now we get over 35,000 calls a month. We are just seeing God change things. It is awesome what's happening. And I'm telling you, this is not just me. This is every one of us. God has a plan for every one of you. God has spoken things to you, but the fear of men, the fear of failure, the fear of the effort, the fear of all kinds of things paralyzes us and holds us back. And you've got to just reach a place to where the only fear that you have is the fear of God, the reverence of God, that you are going to honor Him. And if God told you to do something, just start doing it. And if you die doing it, praise God. I believe that God would be more pleased with me to go for it and fail, fall flat on my face. I believe that's more pleasing to God than me to play it safe and sit back and not do what God told me to do. Man, when it comes my turn to die and leave this world, I'm going to leave everything that God put on the inside of me on this earth. I'm not taking any of it to the grave with me, amen. I'm going to get all of the anointing out, everything that God has shown me. I'm going to try and do everything, and I am not going to hold back. I'm going for it. And I encourage you to go for it. God has a purpose for every one of you. God never made a single dud, ever. There's not a one of you that's a failure. There's not a one of you that's a mistake, whether your parents knew you were coming or not. God knew. God has a plan for your life. And just like He told Jeremiah right here, before I formed you in the womb, God had a purpose for your life. And it's bigger than what you're thinking. If you're thinking, well, I'm doing okay, and you know, and you're, but if everything that's going on in your life, you can look to your education, to your ability, to your wisdom, and you have done all of this on your own, you've missed God. God is going to call you to do something bigger than yourself. He's going to call you to do something that will cause you to have to depend upon Him. And it will make a significant difference. God doesn't want everybody to be on television or radio or to be behind a pulpit, but He wants you to be in a position where, I mean, your life is absolutely supernatural, to where you are seeing the supernatural power of God. You go into your workplace and people get saved and delivered and healed and revival is taking place, to where your family is experiencing the power of God. Every one of us are called to something supernatural. And I tell you, it's our fear of man, our fear of failure, our fear of everything except God that holds us back and makes us play it safe. God, you need to go for it. Amen? Man, I'd rather shoot at the stars and miss and land on the moon than shoot at nothing and hit it every time. And there's many people sitting right here that I guarantee you it doesn't take any faith for you to live the life that you're living. Anybody could do it. A lost person could live the life that you're living because you aren't stretching yourself. And I believe that if that's so of you, then you haven't found God's will for your life. God's going to call you to something supernatural. God's going to challenge every one of you. God's got plans for every one of you. Well, you need to stir yourself up. You need to start believing for something. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Father, we love you. And Father, I believe that you have spoken something to every person, that you have a purpose, just like you told Jeremiah, before we were formed in our mother's womb, before we came forth out of the belly, you had a purpose for our life. You have already predetermined what we are supposed to do. And Father, I just pray tonight that we lose our fear of failure, fear of criticism, fear of all of the hardship and the effort. And that, Father, we have a fear of God, that we reverence you. And Father, if you have put something in our heart, whatever it is that you've been speaking to these individuals, I pray that tonight they just make a decision to push away from the dock, to get away from the shore and start moving in that direction so that you can direct them and give them direction and steer their boat. But Father, I believe people are going to get away from the shore and leave the safety and the security and start doing what you've put in their heart, that the fear of God will rule and dominate us. Thank you, Jesus. We rebuke the fear of man, the fear of failure, all of these other fears. We just stand against this. Criticism from family. There are some of you aren't doing what God called you to do because you're afraid of what your mate will say, somebody else. I'm not saying that you ignore your mate, but you need to go ahead and move in that direction and start moving, and then God will perform miracles. But you need to do what God told you to do. Thank you, Jesus.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the fear of the Lord. This 5-part teaching series was recorded at our 2011 Fort Worth Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1074 for CD or R3217D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries.
I'd like to remind you that today is the last day that we're going to make this product available to you. And I really believe it's important for you to get this. The individual teachings we offer one at a time, and we do this for people who could not or would not send in an offering to get the entire teaching. We offer each individual CD in the set available one at a time. My partners have enabled me to do that. And today will be our last day to offer this individual teaching. So please listen to our announcer as he gives the information about how you can get these materials, and then call or write today.
The fifth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK176 titled No Want or Lack when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.